Welcome to episode 793 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The New Testament writers, particularly the Gospel authors and Paul, demonstrate a profound influence from the book of Isaiah. This influence is evident in the numerous quotations, allusions, and thematic parallels that align with Isaiah's prophecies, emphasizing the fulfillment of messianic expectations and shaping early Christian theology. Let's begin with the Gospel authors. Matthew's objective was to demonstrate, to a primarily Jewish audience, that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah, emphasizing his royal lineage from David and his role as the ultimate teacher and interpreter of the Mosaic Law. He aimed to present Jesus as the fulfillment of Jewish prophecy and the Messianic King, establishing a direct link between the Old Testament prophecies and Jesus' life and teachings. Matthew, eager to show that Jesus was the promised Messiah, often turned to Isaiah's words for proof. He pointed to Isaiah 7 verse 14 to explain the miraculous virgin birth of Jesus. Then, using Isaiah 9 verses 1 to 2, he showed how Jesus' ministry in Galilee fulfilled an ancient prophecy. Look! Matthew seemed to say, quoting Isaiah 4 verses 14 to 16, even the dark and gloomy regions of Zebulun and Naphtali, faraway places by the Jordan and the Sea of Galilee, have seen a brilliant light. It has dawned on those who sat in death's shadow, bringing them hope. Finally, in Matthew 12 verses 17 to 21, he drew on Isaiah 42 verses 1 to 4 to describe Jesus' gentle approach to ministry, portraying him as a servant who quietly brings justice. Mark's primary objective in writing his gospel was to present a vivid, action-oriented account of Jesus Christ's life, ministry, and teachings, emphasizing Jesus as the Son of God and the Messiah. He sought to appeal to a broad, including Gentile, audience. Still, Mark opens his gospel with a quotation from Isaiah, portraying John the Baptist as a voice in the wilderness, preparing the way for Jesus. This sets the stage for the presentation of Jesus as the one who fulfills the prophetic anticipation. Luke's gospel was crafted with the objective of providing a thorough, orderly, and historically grounded account of the life and ministry of Jesus. Targeting both Gentile and Jewish audiences, Luke emphasized Jesus as the universal Savior, highlighting his compassion and outreach to the marginalized, including women, the poor, and non-Jews. Luke was particularly keen on showcasing the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy, the work of the Holy Spirit, and the theme of salvation. His narrative meticulously traced Jesus' lineage back to Adam, illustrating Jesus' connection to all humanity. Luke emphasizes the role of Jesus in bringing salvation and liberation, resonating with Isaiah's themes. In Luke 4, Jesus reads from Isaiah 61 and declares this scripture fulfilled, highlighting his mission to heal, liberate, and proclaim God's favor. Luke also uses Isaiah's prophecies to frame Jesus' role as a light to the Gentiles. In Luke 2 verse 32, we read Simeon's words to and about Jesus in the temple. In this verse, this man who is described as righteous and devout says that Jesus is a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. This echoes Isaiah 49 verse 6. John's gospel was written with distinct objectives, diverging in style and content from the synoptic gospels. His primary aim was to demonstrate the divine nature and identity of Jesus as the Son of God and the Word made flesh, underscoring Jesus' pre-existence and his integral role in creation. John focused on presenting Jesus as the source of eternal life, emphasizing his teachings, particularly through profound discourses and I am statements, to reveal deep spiritual truths. John's gospel frequently alludes to Isaiah to reveal Jesus' divine nature and mission. For instance, John references Isaiah 6 and 53 to explain the unbelief Jesus faced and to assert his divine glory. John's prologue, especially the concept of the Word or Logos made flesh, echoes Isaiah's themes of God revealing himself to his people. The voice crying out in the wilderness in Isaiah 40 is paralleled by John the Baptist's role in John 1. The theme of Jesus as the light shining in darkness in John 1 resonates with Isaiah 9, which speaks of a great light shining on those living in darkness. In John 12, after quoting Isaiah's prophecy, John notes that Isaiah said these things because he saw Jesus' glory, linking the vision of God's glory, in Isaiah 6, to Jesus. Paul's writings also reflect significant connections to Isaiah. Paul's letter to the Romans extensively uses Isaiah to argue for the righteousness that comes from God and to explain the inclusion of Gentiles in God's salvation plan. For example, in Romans 9, Paul cites Isaiah to affirm God's faithfulness in saving a remnant. In 1 Corinthians, Paul alludes to Isaiah's prophecies to discuss the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, "But, as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him." That which is written is a reference to Isaiah 64. In Galatians and Ephesians, Paul interprets Isaiah's prophecies in the context of the breaking down of barriers between Jews and Gentiles. Paul uses Isaiah to discuss themes such as the universality of sin. In Romans 3, he quotes Isaiah 59. He also uses Isaiah to explore justification by faith in Romans and the future hope of Israel's salvation. The servant songs in Isaiah, especially chapters 42, 49, 50, and 53, profoundly influenced how the New Testament writers understood Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. The suffering servant motif in Isaiah 53 is particularly pivotal in interpreting Christ's crucifixion and atonement. Isaiah's visions of the coming kingdom of God in Isaiah 11 and again in chapters 65 and 66 are echoed in the Gospel's teachings about the kingdom, emphasizing peace, justice, and divine sovereignty. Isaiah's prophecies about the end times, for example, a new heaven and a new earth in Isaiah 65, influenced New Testament eschatology, shaping Christian hope for a future restoration and new creation. Some early church fathers referred to Isaiah as the fifth gospel, due to its detailed prophecies about the Messiah that they believed were fulfilled in Jesus. This nickname reflects how extensively the book prophesies about Christ's birth, ministry, suffering, death, and resurrection. Early Christian leaders, like Justin Martyr and Irenaeus, often quoted Isaiah, especially when discussing Jesus as the Messiah. They saw Isaiah's prophecies as clear indicators of Jesus' divine mission, particularly passages like Isaiah 7 verse 14, which speaks of the virgin birth, Isaiah 9 verse 6, which speaks of a child called Mighty God, and Isaiah 53, which describes the suffering servant. Church fathers, like Augustine and Origen, often employed a typological interpretation of Isaiah, viewing events and figures in the book as foreshadowing or prefiguring Christ and New Testament revelations. Isaiah's prophecies about the inclusion of the Gentiles in God's plan of salvation, such as in Isaiah 49 verse 6, were particularly significant for early Christians. They saw these prophecies as indicative of the universal scope of Christ's mission, a message that was essential to the early church's expansion beyond Jewish communities. The influence of the book of Isaiah on the New Testament is both extensive and profound. It shaped the early Christian understanding of Jesus as the Messiah, his mission, the nature of the kingdom of God, and the inclusive scope of God's salvation. Isaiah provided a theological and prophetic framework that the New Testament writers used to interpret the life and work of Jesus and to articulate key Christian doctrines. This intertextual relationship underscores the continuity within the biblical narrative and the fulfillment of ancient prophecies in the New Testament revelation. Father, help us to see the fulfillment of your promises in Jesus and to be guided by the truth that he is indeed the long-awaited Messiah. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.